Now, Geraldine Nolan from the Northside Partnership, as I said, is in the studio with me. We were going to talk about careers in mind and women returning to employment, but we will stop that. We won't have that discussion at all. We're going to talk music because, as fate would have it, and I did not know this, I swear to God, Geraldine Nolan is the niece of Butch Moore. And it was only when I played that track that she said, my God, that's my uncle. Geraldine, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks very much, Tony. I'm absolutely delighted to be here today.
Tell me about this careers in mind, because there's a lot in it and we have a fair bit to talk about. You know, I mean, there's obviously a theory and a thinking behind it, but just maybe run through the primary points first and then we can sort of dissect it a little bit more.
Right, OK. So just as you said at the start of the interview, I'm Geraldine Nolan and I work for Northside Partnership. And we have secured funding very recently for this brand new project, Careers in Mind. So we're really happy to announce that it's a pilot scheme. And it's very much geared towards women returners. So that's the main theme of this project. I must call out that the funding has come as a result of Northside Partnership were given an opportunity to give in a proposal for tender. And they secured the tender, which we were delighted about. But this is funding that has come from the European Social Fund. And that is really underneath the Programme for Employability, Inclusion and Learning. But to get into more specific details, this women returning to the workforce, the aim of this programme is to be able to target women who feel that they are so far removed from the workforce and they're looking for a very supportive programme.
Jen, can I just stop you there? Because something now has come into my mind as you're saying that, and it's exactly, I suppose, maybe what a lot of people would feel, that, you know, they had a career. I'll just pick one now off the top of my head. Maybe somebody who was a legal secretary, for argument's sake, right?
Yeah.
And they were in that, working as a legal secretary. It could have been anything, but that they took time out maybe to bring up their family and they may have been out of the loop for possibly 10, maybe even 15 years.
Okay.
And they said, you know what, I really enjoyed that. I'd love to go back to it. But there's no point now because technology has moved on so much and there has been so many changes that I wouldn't have a hope of getting back to what I enjoyed doing.
Okay, brilliant. I'm glad you brought that up. This programme has been set up, like we in Northside Partnership, our team, have shaped this to really capture the women who may be sitting at home this morning having their cuppa, you know, anticipating Storm Brendan, but who feel that maybe they have little or no experience in the workforce. They are feeling their skills are out of date. But I'll get into more detail later, but I'd like to say at this point, this programme has been paced at a nice level. It's going to run over 24 weeks. It's broken down into two different phases. So we'll have a very structured, the first part of the programme is 12 weeks. And then like that will be in the classroom situation. And then the second part, we have more loose supports where it'll be on an ad hoc, more mentoring basis. But to more specifically answer your question there, your point, Tony, we're looking for those women because we have on our team, myself, Ger Nolan, Magella Rickard, Simon Yates and Barry Martin. With our mixed skill set, we're all very much passionate and enthusiastic about starting with foundational level. So in other words, we will be starting with self-esteem, building confidence. It's not just about getting into the nitty-gritty of getting the women back to work. We're there to assess, like every woman that we speak with or shows an interest in this programme, we want to talk to them. We want to see what are your individual needs. Whilst this is a group programme, we will be absolutely coaching and mentoring these women to make sure they have the opportunity that they deserve. So if there's anyone sitting at home listening to this programme or maybe later on the podcast, we'd be delighted for them to get in touch, because these are the questions that need to be answered. It is extremely supportive and the pace is wonderful.
And Ger, we'll say somebody who avails of this, and I by the way, I think it's like every other Northside partnership initiative, I think it's a brilliant idea as well. But would you do a sort of a basic assessment of them when they come to you to sort of work out or ascertain where their skill levels actually are and work on that? Or is there a ground level thing where you take it that they all need the same thing? You know, is it catered for the individual, or is it a structure?
I'm very, very passionate about emphasising it is tailored to individual needs. Whilst it is the group programme, you will sit in a class with different types of women, because we'll get on to talking about who will be eligible and who can apply for this programme. But just to reassure, it's a free programme because we've been given the funding. We are responsible to our funders. I know I mentioned the European Social Fund, but also I must mention the Department of Justice and Equality. They are adamant that we tailor a programme to meet individual needs. We don't do generic in Northside Partnership. No matter what programme, if you're on the Jobs Club or, you know, there's different types of programme in there. But it's to know that when you do talk to us, so for example, we'll talk about the open days probably shortly, but if you pop into us and want to hear more, or you want to phone us or email us, we will reassure you that when you do step into this programme, when you feel it might be the programme for you, we will sit you down, assess your individual needs, as you said, Tony, and we will make sure that your needs are met. And if I could give you an example of that, I've been speaking to some wonderful women over the last week or so, since we're just kind of in the early stages of the project. And they say, now, I need to tell you, I don't know how to turn on a computer. They're not looking to sit at this point in time in a 6-week computer course. We have one of the participants on our team, Simon, has tailored a lovely, easy, basic introduction to computers as part of this. Some women on the programme won't need to avail of that, but we will make time to make sure that women who have that particular need will be identified and will be provided for. Equally, because we'll be working with women in asylum, maybe they need additional English classes. So again, all our offerings with this programme is it's free, and we will sit you down. You'll have an individual action plan. That's very much the premise across the Northside Partnership. We work with individuals to assess what it is they need.
And obviously, Ger, it goes without saying, and it could be very important for you, but also for other community groups, that if you are receiving public funding, there will be a return will be required on the success of it and how it worked. And the reason that I'm maybe putting that to you is that it actually benefits you, because you'll be able to track people and see the positive sides of it. And also, I presume, because it's a new scheme, you're going to have teething problems and you'll solve them. But on the wider scale then, and this is something that, if you know, we can't even discuss because it's too early in the project, but based on the assessments of that, this could very well be like a lot of the other Northside Partnership projects, where you will get cut and paste from other organisations who see this. Yeah, that's a brilliant thing, we can do that now, and this is the road we go.
Right. Okay. You make a great point there, because it's good for me to mention at this point, whilst this funding was granted to Northside Partnership, it also was granted to other catchment areas. So we'll get into talking about who, again, with the eligibility and who are the catchment area.
Well, we'll deal with that now, Soja.
Okay,
What's the criteria for women listening, having their cup of coffee this morning, looking out the door, saying, I'm not going to the shops, the weather is too bad.
Yes, yeah. Okay. So If you're in what we call the Northside Partnership catchment area, which tends to be Dublin 3, 5, 17 and everything within that, the reason why they're our catchment area is because we have other brilliant community groups throughout Ireland who also have been granted funding for programmes like this. We in Northside Partnership have shaped it to be called Careers in Mind. Other organisations will call it different things, employability training, excuse me. But the women sitting at home, if in doubt, you kind of think, I don't know if I'm on the cusp, I don't know if I'm in 3, 5 or 17, please call us and talk to us. There's loads of areas in there. We have Coolock, we have Kilmore, we have Raheny, we have Priorswood, Darndale, Belcamp, Clongriffin, Clontarf. There's so many areas. I won't list them all, but feel free to go on to Northside Partnership website to see who the catchment area is, or just call us. We'll have a chat. But again, just be reassured, if we cannot take you on the programme, it's because we have to be compliant to our funders. And there's somebody else out there who will be offering something perhaps similar. Now, when we get into the nitty gritty then of eligibility, you know, how can I apply? We'll start with, so if we think in terms of women returners, so women perhaps who are on disability allowance, we can be on disability allowance for a number of reasons. But if you feel that this programme would serve you well in all of the areas that I've mentioned, from building confidence, building self-esteem, to getting the really practical skills of doing your CV, interview preparation. Some people might be sitting at home going, oh my God, the thoughts of an interview. We will get you to where you need to be at your in your own time, and just to help you become the best version of you on that in that category. But for women on disability allowance, you are the first group who are eligible for this programme. Separate to that, we have women on one parent family payment. If you are in receipt of that benefit, we'd love to hear from you also. We have women in asylum. If you have come into this country and you're in direct provision, maybe you don't have your refugee status as yet, but you are waiting for your work permit, we want to talk to you too. We would love to be able to help you, because again, as I said, part of the funding is through the Department of Justice and Equality. Also, women on no payment. This may sound like a grey area, but I want to emphasise, the way I can explain this is, if you're on job seekers benefit or job seekers allowance, you're already entitled to funding and supports through the Department of Employment Affairs and Social Protection. It's not that you're being excluded, you're just being excluded from this programme, because this programme exists for women on no payment. So if you're signing for credits, you're also having availing of support from the DEASP, so you wouldn't qualify. So don't want to give too much of a list who won't qualify, but I really need to get across, if you're on a payment like job seekers benefit, you're in a system, you're being activated another way.
Angela, can I just interrupt you there for 1 second? Because women returners, that implies that these are people who at some stage during their career have actually worked. So is okay. That's part of the criteria as well, is it, Chair?
Great point, Tony, there. Right. Women Returners is the name of the overall programme, tied in with the gender equality. So if you're a woman who perhaps started your family young and who never took or got the opportunity to get into the workforce, we absolutely want to work with you. We want to give you an introduction to the workforce. We want to help you find your pathway to work. So part of the women returning to the workforce, it's also women accessing the workforce. So again, really want anyone listening today or later on in the week, please come along to our open day, because we want to talk to you. We want to give you skills. We want to help you build confidence, because you may be feeling a normal feeling like, oh gosh, how could I do that? Or that wouldn't happen for me. Or please talk to us. We really want to empower you and help you with your pathway to work.
Now, another point, I suppose, and we should, in fact, I'll ask two questions and you can answer both of them in the one paragraph, Chair. When, no, I'll ask it the other way around, actually. How do people get more information in relation to this? And when is it running? When or have you a date yet for when it's going to be kicking off, so that people can maybe sort of plan around it?
Yes, okay. So we are running two open sessions or two open day sessions this week. So this week, Wednesday the 15th of January and Thursday the 16th of January between 10 and 12 noon, we're asking that you come into us. I should mention our location. We are Northside Partnership, Kish House on the Greendale Road, Kilbarrick. So as I say, two open days where we want to really bring in everyone. It's very relaxed atmosphere. There's no sophisticated presentations. It's come in, have the chat. Myself and Magella will be there on Wednesday, and then Thursday, myself and Simon and perhaps Barry will be around to talk to you. If you find you can't make it during those times, our team are there waiting for your call, or if you feel you'd rather pop in, we are there right through till Friday. And then to answer your second question, Tony, this programme's starting very soon, as in the following Tuesday the 21st. So we are right getting up and running for the following week, Tuesday the 21st of Jan. And the programme will run over 3 mornings. So it'll be Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, every week, starting next week, 9:30 to 1. Now, from time to time in the 12 weeks, we may need to change the Thursday to a Friday, but we consult with our participants to make sure they are not missing out or if they've issues with getting to the venue. The only reason why we change is because we may be facilitating external partners, like we have STEPS, the STEPS programme coming in, which is part of the Building Foundations with Self-Esteem. So that's a brilliant programme with Adrian Hayes coming up. And maybe we have some days on the Fridays. But we explain the programme schedule to all of our participants and we work around that.
And I suppose another thing then, Jed, that comes to mind from what you're saying, like, and I've said this already and I don't want to labour the point, but like, it is a fabulous initiative. The one question that would be running around my head now in relation is, do you in turn then have a tie-in with employers where if you have people coming through there and you can see, I mean, you're very experienced and knowledgeable in your field, and you can see that somebody has a flair in a certain area, would you be in a position then to have an employer that you can just finger the phone to and say, listen, are you looking for somebody with a particular skill set? Because I have somebody here that's model made for you.
We do indeed. So we are partnering with different employers. I'm not in a position to list the employers at this point.
No, and I don't want you to either.
Yeah. We're in the early stages. We are developing relationships as we speak with different employers. We have them across, you know, like different areas that will facilitate administration. You know, those who are interested in computers. We have retail, cleaning. We have so many care workers. But we have extensive. There is not going to be one size fits all. The idea is to build relationships with a strong portfolio of employers. And we expect that the employers will absolutely use our expertise as a screening process. So we will be getting to know the participants, as you can imagine. And we can work you know, with them to be able to screen on behalf of employers. But yes, to reassure you, we will be developing relationships, and not with just a small group of employers. We want to be able to, there might be somebody in the programme who wants to get into radio, or they want to get into marketing, or they want to be in retail or care work. We will listen to our participants and we will go out there and get the employers to suit them.
It's something that, excuse me, that I think, well, I know people should avail of it, but I think a lot of people will. So that begs the question, Dinger, is there restrictions on the numbers you can actually deal with? Or do you just keep taking numbers, put them on panels and run extra additional courses?
Yeah. So the programme can facilitate 20. So we're looking for 20 participants on this course. If our numbers are slightly lower, we absolutely will be facilitating that number two. We have great interest so far, but still plenty of places left. Because there will be other opportunities to come in on this programme at a later stage as well. So whilst it's kicking off now with the initial programme schedule and timetabling, if you cannot make it at this point, please put it in your diary, put it on your to-do list to inquire at a later stage. If you're somebody out there who's transitioning, for example, we get many referrals from many streams. We're very lucky. If you're somebody perhaps who was in rehabilitation and feel, oh gosh, that's exactly what I want, but it's a mountain to climb at this point, please keep it on your radar and know that we will be there for you at a later time, because this is a 3-year project. We're in year one, and we're very excited to bring that to the women who need this.
Has anything like this been run, to your knowledge, anywhere else?
To be honest, programmes exist for a number of reasons. Yeah, we have the Jobs Club already doing the employability training in Northside Partnership across other community organisations. There's plenty of employability training. Some of them are doing parts of it. But we have shaped this because we just feel blessed. We have 24 weeks to help you get there. Sometimes 24 weeks might feel like too long for some, but this is the pace we're creating. So if the Careers in Mind 24-week programme is too long for you, you can access, you know, programmes like Jobs Club 2 weeks, that which will fast track you into employment. But for those of you who have another bit of work to do before you want to get back into the workforce, this programme is for you.
Ger, would you just run over again for me, please, how people can sign up to this, avail of it, and when it's running, please?
Okay, Donny. So really, to emphasise about the open days, this Wednesday and Thursday between 10 and 12 noon in Kish House, Kilbarrick. I want to say as well, the 17A bus comes down to Howth Junction there, and we're only 5 to 10 minutes walk across the road, and any of the locals will be able to help you get there. That's just one part. You can contact us. You can ring us on the main Northside Partnership Kish House number, which is 8320995. Alternatively, you can email any of the team on cim@nspartnership.ie, and the CIM is for Careers in Mind. And that's it.
One thing. Is there any age restrictions or anything on this?
The guidelines there, Donny, are 18 to 65. We feel that they are the women who would like to avail of this programme. Already we have interest from a lot of young women, 18 to 25. And then we have also, we're delighted as well to have a lot of women in the more mature area, like 40s, 50s, upwards. So, you know, come along and mix personalities and create the dynamic, you know, it'd be brilliant.
And of course, you know, the more you interact with different types of people and different age groups, the more you develop yourself as well. And I mean, the more you develop yourself, the more employable you become.
That's it, absolutely.
Geraldine, thank you so much for coming in to me this morning. It has been a pleasure, and I would really, really encourage people to avail of this. Contact the Northside Partnership. In fact, contact them on any of the numbers. Ger, anything else there?
There was just one small thing, Donny, I should have mentioned, that we have a very small travel allowance for anyone towards bus fares. So if that's something that might be holding you back, please talk to us. There is a small participant allowance just for travel to help really true bus fares. We don't want to exclude anyone from this programme.
And that is one thing about the Northside Partnership. Nobody gets excluded. There is something for everybody. Again, Geraldine Nolan from the Northside Partnership from Careers in Mind. Thank you so much for coming in this morning, Geraldine. And thank you for being so informative. It was brilliant.
Thank you very much, Joanie.